This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Sometimes in this economy, it's the little things that can lead to bigger discoveries. Luckily for us, we've got a series built around exactly that idea, a thing we do called I've Always Wondered.
If you wonder...
By asking 1,000 questions to get one answer, by brain work and blade work.
Pretty simple format. Your questions, our answers.
Hi, this is Steve McGillivray from Fountain Hills, Arizona. And my question is, why is American paper based on the 8.5 by 11 inch sheet size?
It's a good one, right? Kind of arbitrary size when you think about it. Steve also wants to know why legal paper is 8.5 by 14. And now so do we. Marketplace's Jack Stewart is on that one.
For a lot of us, the only time we give paper much thought is when the printer in the office is out. But you know what? Paper is fascinating.
Colors, options, sizes, weights, everything in between, textures, finishes. It's an endless world.
Corey Ivorone is with Paperworks.com, which sells paper products to consumers and businesses.
I really thought I understood paper, and that was until I started working for a paper company, and I understood that I knew about 1%.
Well, he knows a lot more now after 10 years in the business, but still, he's never really given a second thought to the size of letter paper.
That's how it is. It's just 8.5 by 11. So I'm actually interested in listening in and finding out what the actual answer is.
Okay, let's have a go at figuring it out. First, I turned to Mark Pitts. He's from the American Forest and Paper Association.
I think the real basis for trying to come up with standard sizes goes back to the 1600s, actually.
Early papermakers dipped wooden-framed screens or molds of various sizes into vats of water and pulp. These vat men would then heave them back out, all by hand, and then once they'd left them to dry, they'd end up with two large sheets of paper.
One of the common sizes that came about, according to industry folklore, was a size that was about 44 inches wide, and supposedly that represented about the maximum width that a vat man could spread his arms and still hold the mold.
Cut that 44 inches in half, twice, and you get 11-inch long paper. You can actually find some of these old molds at the Papermaking Museum at Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Virginia Howell's the director there, and she says the frames themselves show evidence of the papermaking process and wear from those vat men's outstretched arms.
You can just imagine 30 or 40 years of somebody using the same tool every day and how it's really formed to fit their hands by that point.
So the size of the mold was the origin of standard paper sizes, and then along came typewriters and photocopiers and printers and their need for very exacting standards, because of course there's nothing more annoying than a paper jam. So if we've settled then on letter size at 8.5 by 11, why is there also legal sized paper which is 3 inches longer? Some experts do think it was used by legal professions who needed the extra space for those long and wordy contracts. But Corey Ivorone says law firms actually now mostly buy standard letter paper too. He only sees one type of customer for legal paper.
Restaurants cannot buy enough of 8.5 by 14 paper. That is who that market is for right now.
It turns out it's ideal for long restaurant menus, and it's cheap enough to replace every day. And folded in half, it's great for cocktail menus, and in half again for the daily specials. So, our weird paper sizes live on. I'm Jack Stewart for Marketplace.